You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled because I have my friend Mike on the show, who is always a joy. He's been on the show before. You might have heard his session. So thank you again, Mike, for joining us.
Darren, thanks for having me. I was actually having deja vu. I was like, why does this seem so familiar? But it's because we've done this before.
Yes, we have done this before. Different platform. We've got a new mic. We're on Squadcast now. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so it seems great.
We had a new segment as well, which you've never done before, called the Rapid Fire Questions. So, Mike, I'm going to start with that just because it's fun. Because those that do know you are going to love it. Those that don't know you are going to get to know you. So you feeling good and ready?
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
What was your first ever job?
McDonald's.
Night owl or early bird?
Night owl.
Cat or dog person?
Oh, I have both. Don't make me choose. I can't. Lizard.
Okay. Dark or milk chocolate?
Chocolate. I think it's milk. I was like, milk is gross. milk. Milk chocolate. Perfect. That was good.
Perfect. Yeah. Red or white wine?
Red.
Tim Hortons or Starbucks?
Tim Hortons.
Okay. Canucks or Leafs?
Who?
Yeah, what? Exactly.
I don't know what that means.
Dessert of choice.
Oh, like a gluten-free chocolate cupcake.
Amazing, amazing. What is the number one thing on your bucket list right now?
Go on a trip with my parents.
Amazing. What is your favorite word these days?
Not pivot. The opposite of pivot.
Perfect, perfect. Or is there a word that needs to die right now that
you pivot? No. That's amazing. I don't know what my favorite word is. I don't know. I say awesome a lot. I always say awesome, but yeah.
That works. What's the last charity you supported financially or with volunteer hours, and why?
I'm a big supporter of Leftovers, which is a Calgary-based organization, but they have sort of offices everywhere. And the origins is they go around to restaurants at the end of the night, and the restaurants set aside the leftover food for them, and that gets redistributed to the organizations that need food. So fresh food gets delivered to the people who might not have a fresh meal that night.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love them.
Favorite movie for a cozy night?
I just watched it again last week. I love Up in the Air with George Clooney and Anna Kendrick. I love it. I watch it all the time.
Nice. Favorite song on repeat right now?
It's that driver's license song by Olivia Rodrigo. It's nonstop. I'm a 38-year-old. I'm a 14-year-old tween trapped in a 38-year-old body.
It's amazing. It's amazing. If you weren't doing the job you do now, what would you be doing?
Well, I have my education degree in Spanish, but I was a terrible teacher. I've never worked in an agency, honestly, but like everything I do is very agency oriented. So I think it'd be sort of fun to see how I would fit into an agency like Jelly. I might check out your careers.
Great. Great. Be awesome. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
What's an app on your phone you can't live without?
All my time is on TikTok right now.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
You're addicted. Okay.
Back to that tween thing.
Yes. It's amazing. What is a streaming service you can't live without?
I think Crave is like a hidden Canadian gem. Like, it's not really hidden, but like people always say Prime and Netflix, but Crave in Canada is like pumping out some good stuff.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. Your favorite children's book?
Oh, I'm from Fredericton, and there was an author named Sherry Fitch, and she had the best books, and her sort of first big one was Toes of My Nose, and I think about that book all the time. And Sleeping Dragons All Around is another great one of her books.
That's awesome. And lastly, but not leastly, what's the most important thing you've ever changed your mind about?
That you can't change your mind. You can't change your mind. That you can always change your mind is good. Yeah, like it's nothing is set in stone.
Okay, that's amazing. Now, did you ever change your mind about something and you are so thankful for that? That you're like, man, I'm glad
I think I'm surprisingly good at sort of calling things when they don't feel good. kind of thing. Yeah, so like back to that being a teacher thing, like I was in the program and I was like, I do not like this. And taking that degree and sort of transforming it into the aspects of education that I do like, that did interest me was sort of, so yeah, like I'm pretty good at just being like, no, I don't like that. When I was quitting jobs before I worked for myself, now I can't quit my own job, but I like, once it was in my head, I knew it was going to happen. So I couldn't not do something about it.
That's awesome. And just to jump back to that last question, it was Vancouver Canucks or Toronto Maple Leafs, but I should have really asked Edmonton Oilers or Calgary Flames. That maybe should
still,
have
I don't
still, yeah,
like exactly. Make me pick, like do like, Come From Away versus Kinky Boots. That would be,
Perfect. So, Mike, fill me in. You know, you're known for your blog, Mike's Bloggity Blog, and then you proceeded to do a series of events in person, in real life, which then quickly changed to a virtual event that happened right across Canada, and it was a huge success. It was probably the best event box I ever experienced physically. You sent these amazing experiences where you would open up envelopes throughout it. If you haven't seen that video yet, I'll put a link in the notes. But tell us about Social at Home, this edition coming up in March.
Yeah, so Social at Home is our sort of online pivot to dealing with the pandemic and things like that. So we were running conferences. Calgary is called Social at West, and we had 850 people coming. We were about to launch in Ottawa. We already had 200 sign up, and we were about to do a third one in Halifax and had usually about 350 sign up for that. So the pandemic came and wiped it all away within seconds. And we had sold all these tickets to these events, and asking for full refunds would have wiped us out permanently as a business. But obviously that's, you sort of have to do that. So we offered everyone this alternative, this online conference, and or you get a full refund. And we're so lucky that 80% of our attendees stayed with us. So that was amazing. Social at Home, we're doing our third one in March, and it's a two-day online conference. And it brings with it so many of the elements that I think made Social at West and Social East work. You know, having speakers who are doing the work, having speakers, paying the speakers. So it's an event where the quality, I think, is a lot higher than maybe people might be used to. But also at our in-person conferences, we're usually in a movie theater. And so between sessions, you come out in the lobby, and while you're switching theaters, we give you something like a beer, a coffee, ice cream, popcorn, something, just to sort of keep you engaged. Because conferences can be so exhausting because you're learning so much. And so the box is sort of the online incarnation of that. And it sort of gets people to stick with us the whole day. The one we did last year in 2020, we had sold 550 tickets to it, and our viewership for the 8 hours never dipped below 400 people. So throughout the day, 400 people stuck with us that whole time, which to us was just mind blowing. Like I was sort of telling sponsors, I was like, I don't know, like 150, 200, like I had no idea because, and that was sort of peak webinar. That was June. Like we had already been doing this webinar stuff for a few months, and I thought maybe people would be sick of it, but I think the content really sort of speaks for itself, and the box really adds this element. So sometimes you see what's in the box right away when you open it, and other times it's surprises. So we'll say, okay, everyone, we want to say like 11 o'clock, but we have people from every province attending. So we're like, okay, everyone, open this envelope at the same time. And inside it will be sort of an activation that people can all do together online and share. We use a really great conference software, and it's sort of really interactive. And so it keeps people engaged all day long. And I think it's still like the feedback we get, you know, we had 93% approval, which was insane. I had never even attended a webinar before I did an online conference. So
which is good. You didn't bring all that baggage of like, oh, they're easy. You just throw this up on WebCT and you're fine.
Yeah. And I think that's sort of always been the success of my events, is that I am not sort of a conference addict. These started as webinars that we were just teaching people how to do basic digital marketing. Yeah. This is 6-7 years ago now. And they became so popular that it naturally became a conference. And so I don't really compare it to other conferences because I haven't really been to any other conferences. Yes. You used to run a conference called CIMC, and that was like, I went to that. And it was so amazing that it, but it was neat to see, you know, I talked about Up in the Air, and that that movie takes place in a lot of sort of conventions. And they're so cringy when I watch them that it makes me sort of extra proud of what the conference is. And so Social at Home is very much what I would pay if I was paying, you know, $250, $300 for an online experience. That's the bar I've set. Would I pay for that, for this? And that sort of dictates all the decisions I make.
And I feel like, you know, you need to just register just for the sake of getting the box. If anything, the amazing experience of like, the plaster scene contest and the live contesting using hashtags, like a perfect use of hashtags, and to see what other people are doing right across the country was incredible. And this year, exciting news, who do you have as keynote?
Oh, a little gentleman named Seth Godin. That's not about his size. I don't know how tall he is. Seth Godin is speaking, and everyone is getting a copy of his brand new book, The Practice. And it's hardcover copy of his book. It's going to be in the box. And I just can't believe that he said yes. It was sort of unbelievable that he said yes. And again, that's thanks to you, Darian. So my whole universe revolves around you. It's amazing. You're one of the most generous people with your email lists and contacts and friendships and stuff like that. So people don't know you. Maybe the first time listening to you is this podcast. Darian is the best.
Oh, you're too sweet. Yeah. But I think it shows the quality of the conference and the history of it. Because what year will this be, the social event experience?
I think this would have been our sixth year of the Social West Conference if we were putting it on. So yeah, and then there was the little workshops before that kind of thing. So it's been definitely sort of enjoying the benefits of good word of mouth right now, which is really good. I mean, I don't know. I never want to feel as sad as I was, last March when everything I was working on was taken away in a day. Like I never, and every business went through that. Yeah. And I hope none of us ever have to go through that again. And if you told me, last March that a year from now, you know, we'd be thriving and we'd have Seth Godin as a keynote and 25 other amazing speakers. I never saw it. I didn't see it. I didn't think it was possible. So I'm so appreciative that this is where our company is right now.
It's amazing. Awards happen as well. Hashtag awards. This will be the fourth annual. 30 new categories added. $100 entry fee. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
So, day two, lunchtime, the winners will be announced. Winners will get their physical awards mailed to them right across the country.
I'm so excited to be teaming up with you guys for the hashtag awards. These are awards that we were giving away at Social West. We were hoping to add to our other events. Hopefully, when we move back in person, we'll bring them with us. Because to me, and it's sort of, again, I'm not an awards person. I just sort of felt like there was this sort of gap of people that weren't being recognized for their hard work. And so we implemented the hashtag awards, and lots of learning curves and lots of experiences. But when I would see the people win their awards and how happy they were and how proud they were of even the runner-up certificates, you know, I would see the photos of them in their office, or they'd bring their parents to the awards, the opening night at the conference. Like, I couldn't believe that just this idea we had became this. And so I couldn't really figure out how to move it online, but thanks to you guys, we did. And I'm so excited that people are going to be recognized, and that it's at a price that we hope as many people can afford to apply as possible. And we didn't want the price or anything to be detrimental. We just want the best people in Canada to be recognized for the work. And that's why I love the 30 categories, because digital marketing and marketing and digital advertising is so nuanced now. There's so many different factors at play that the 30 categories really, I almost said 60, that would be a nightmare. 30 is already a lot, but the 30 categories really give everyone sort of a place, hopefully they can call home for their work kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. So when people are not at the event, tell me about what you have as an experience for people to engage with and connect with people outside of the conference. And the online experience.
So we have the Social Club, which is sort of our online network, and I call it early launching phases. We're still trying to figure out what that looks like, kind of thing. It's a place for our attendees basically to watch videos from the previous conferences and connect, and there's job boards and things like that. And this is sort of like social, what we do is sort of interesting because a lot of conferences are put on by, you know, a software company or something that sort of has people, has something to sell year round, where we kind of sort of just are like a wave. We come in, we have this event, and then we sort of disappear for 12 months or something like that. So we're trying to figure out how we last throughout the year. I'm noticing that I keep saying we, and it's just me. I don't know who the other employees.
No, it works. It works. That just works. And is it free to join the experience throughout the year? Is that part of the registration? You get to belong to this club?
So right now it's for just social at home attendees, get into the club. And then I think there'll probably be a membership fee just to sort of help cover costs. But I always find, and maybe, honestly, maybe Marketing News Canada covers a lot of this, but there is a place I find missing for marketers. Like there's the CEOs and the bosses have their own sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But for the people who are sort of on the ground doing the work, where can they go to say, like, what's the newest software? Is Canva still the thing? Is there a new thing? Software tips or tricks or really anything the industry needs to know. So I'm sort of hoping the Social Club becomes that.
That's really cool. So those that are on the fence deciding, man, should I sign up? Or should I choose to sponsor this event? Should I choose to experience it this year? What's your advice to them?
I mean, this, I've always found, because we're sort of an independent event, that we have this sort of extra obstacle, because lots of sponsors and lots of people are constantly marketing to people and saying, my event's the best, my event's the best, da da da. And so you'll never see in my marketing, like, the best digital conference, because I think that's up to you to decide. I don't want you to. So, but what I can tell you is that 93% of our attendees last time recommended this conference and would tell their friends to go to it. And I think that sort of speaks for itself. It's the sponsorship opportunities are really unique, again, because we're not a company who has anything else to sell. So you have an opportunity, especially with the box, to put something in the box that 350 marketers from across the country, and we have, as of today, every province except for Newfoundland has bought a ticket. So this is really, and we have Northwest Territory. So we're still holding out for Iqaluit and Nunavut and the Yukon. You really have it.
And Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. So there's three left. Yeah. Come on, Newfoundland.
Okay.
So you really have this opportunity to put something in the hands of really smart, really digital savvy marketers. And I think that's what makes this, you know, sort of at-home experience even more unique.
That's incredible. Socialathome.com.
.ca, of course.
.ca.
Of course, yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, Darian.
Good old Sierra.
Yeah, of course. Got to support Sierra.
That's incredible. Mike, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so grateful for you guys for the hashtag awards and all you do year-round. It's amazing.
So, quick question. This is a very selfish question, and you may not be able to answer this. Can you hint at any of the hilarious, amazing halftime shows, contests, things that are going to be happening throughout it, or is that all surprises? I got to, you know, mum's the word.
If I'm being honest, a lot of it, sometimes it's a surprise for me. Like, so
oh, wow.
ATV is our one of our main sponsors, and they own one of the halftime shows. And honestly, sometimes I'm watching it with you guys as, like, they'll sort of vaguely tell me to make sure I sort of, like, sign off on it. But, like, a lot of the details of it, I don't. Like, as of right now, I don't know what they're doing, but I get lots of questions from their team. Like, how do you feel about this color or this? Like, they're sort of getting my approval without telling me. So, and that's awesome. Really, I mean, we've done drag bingo. We've done that sort of, that reminds me of the old, like, Tonight Show, like the reptiles and the host, and the host has the snakes all over them and stuff like that. And there's been a lot of surprises. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for people to see. I think it makes our event extra special.
Oh, it's great. Thanks again for being
Thank
here.
Thank you,
Mike.
Darian.
All right. This has been a special Marketing News Canada episode Mike Morrison, Social at Home. Be sure to check it out. Probably one of the neatest, most fascinating, I call it, you know, buck the system independent conferences out there. There's no agenda. You're not being sold a product every session because the speakers are actually paid, so they're not allowed to sell you stuff every session. And you're not being sold something throughout the event. It's not put on by a software company or a brand specifically. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there, and hopefully we'll see you there too. All right. See you next time on Marketing News Canada.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.